Blog Talk Radio.
Rockingham Aquatic Specialty is your number one spot for aquatic life and accessories. www.rasaquatics.onefreecart.com. That's the number one, freecart.com. Rockingham Aquatic Specialty, serving your aquarium needs.
Welcome to the CIMC Music Show. I'm your host, Jason Cuban, and tonight we are going to be tackling a couple of issues here. The first one's going to be we're going to touch base on the Granny's Christmas Closet, a new local charity that just popped up and seems to be moving forward with amazing momentum, and it's going to help many people in our community. So with us tonight is going to be the founder of Granny's Christmas Closet. And we're also going to be talking about budget cuts with a special guest, Selena Mann. And we're going to be talking more about Dr. Fierro's biodefense. So right now, we are going to go ahead and get with the founder of Granny's Christmas Closet, and that's Janet Keplinger. And she's out of West Virginia, Moorefield to be exact, and we're talking today about her new charity. Are you with us?
I am. Hi. Thank you, Jason, for having me back on.
No problem. I appreciate you coming back on the show. We have been monitoring some changes here with Granny's Christmas Closet. There's a Facebook page up now. Can you tell my listeners a little bit about that?
Sure. Actually, I've been very surprised at some of the nice, wonderful responses we're getting. The website is up, and we have posted some pictures, and feel free if you're wanting to join in this group and help out in any way. You're welcome to post little pictures of your grandmothers or your grandchildren, whatever you want to do. But the idea is we're looking to do something for community. I believe in serving others, and I believe in making people happy. And as a great-grandma myself, I have been in situations throughout my years where I have occasionally not been able to do Christmas for all the kids. I have a lot of them. So anyway, I want to make sure that every grandchild and every grandparent are able to connect this Christmas, and there can be gift-giving and do it at a non-cost to the seniors. I mean, they can't afford to be out there doing things when they're on fixed incomes. But we thought it would be a great way for the community itself. I was just speaking, or I've just started to speak to one of my she's going to be an administrator for me in the Harrisonburg area, I do believe. Her name is Tanya Raines. Chatting on here. She is willing to help out. And as I was talking to her, I realized that, you know, this is a great chance for the mothers out there to use this as a teaching tool for their children. They can explain to the children Christmas is coming, and they have toys that they've outgrown or are bored with. If they're gently used, the pieces are there, that they could donate them to the Granny's Christmas Closet. They'll learn that they're giving to some other little child, and that will make them really good in Santa Claus's eyes. They'll see that they're willing
absolutely
to share. So I'd never really thought of this as being a teaching tool for our little ones. But I do want to say that I appreciate your allowing me to share this with everyone. We are looking for permanent drop-off spots here in Moorefield. I believe it's going to be the Senior Center. I'll know more about that next time on the show, but I'll post it as soon as I have the definite information. And Tanya's looking at doing, I think, VFWs or something in the Harrisonburg area. So please, if you feel like you want to donate, if you feel like you want to help fix any little dolls, hairs, or do anything to contribute any way you're able to, you're welcome. Just join on my little website here, respond to us, and I'll get back to you about it as well. You can reach me personally at Janet Keplinger at yahoo.com. That's just my name, JanetKeplinger yahoo.com, and we can do personal messaging there if you want. So any way you want to donate, it can be cash, if you want to do cash. But I'm mainly looking, definitely for any used items that we might be able to recycle and give out to our little ones by way of their granddads and grandmas. So that's about all I had on that one. I do have another idea if you're interested.
Oh, I'd love to hear it. Let me ask you real quick a question before you go into that, though.
Sure.
There is now an Android app that people can get to stay up to date on what's going on with the Granny's Christmas Closet. And you had mentioned people, if they would like to donate monetarily, they can do so. Now, you guys have the GoFundMe account set up where people can do that,
yes,
correct?
Yes, we do. We do have that. We just started that today. And believe me, even just little dollars, whatever you can donate, we can go to a Dollar Tree and get items if we need to. So anything that you can do to contribute. The whole main thing is it's the season's for giving, and this would be a way you can help in some way. So there's, like I said, you can share it with your children or you can contribute. And we'll make sure these items are clean and well presented. And when the seniors come in, they'll bring their names or ages mainly of child and sex. And we'll show them which table. And we'll let them pick out what they think their grandchild will enjoy. So the grandparents actually get to do the shopping. So I think that would be fun for the grandparents.
Now, how do people sign up to do the shopping? I mean, do they go to the Facebook group and contact you, or is there anything that they need to do specifically?
Yes. What we're aiming to do in come November, we will have made our flyers that physically we will put in the areas that are going to be needed, and advertisement in probably newspapers and things. But also on the website, we'll have that information posted, and we'll have the addresses and things like that of when the closet will actually officially open and where. And then what we'll do, have certain hours, and when the grandparents come, I'm not checking finances, it's not like that. This is truly just a giving opportunity, but they should bring me the age and sex of each child. So, because we're going to set this up in the way that they can kind of go to that age area and pick what they think their child would enjoy.
Oh, okay. All right, so what's the other idea you have?
Well, I actually, now this is more on a personal level. I have a daughter, and an adult daughter. She has children of her own. But she has been, she has some special needs herself. However, she was blessed with a wonderful talent of drawing. She has a phobia about being in the public and speaking on the show. So I'm doing this in her behalf. She loves to do drawings where you can email her or mail her, whichever you prefer, a photo, picture of whoever. It could be an animal or a person. And she will draw that exact photo, and she can alter certain things if you let her know, like leave something out or add something. And she has her own website, and we are going to include for her a little spot on my website, I do believe, just so this will be a cost. Now, this is her way of trying to earn her money for her Christmas for her children, because she is, like I say, she's a special needs, and she doesn't want to be like, anyway, she just wants to be able to have an opportunity to do something with her talent. And she doesn't charge a whole lot, but it's beautiful work. But she has people all over the country doing this. So she is, she is definitely getting her artwork out there. So if you'll wait about 24 hours, you can start looking for that post as well. And if I can talk her into it, I'll get her on your show.
That'd be great. We'd love to hear more from her about it. What is her name?
Jennifer McDermott.
Jennifer McDermott. Okay, and so she does hand-drawn portraits, is that right?
Yes, it's all pencil portrait drawings. She usually averages, she can make them as large as she wants. She's made really huge ones, but she averages the ones that she sells most commonly asked for. They usually fit a mat and frame for like a 16 by... Oh, I'm terrible with frame sizes, 14 by 16, maybe larger than an 8 by 10. And they just are beautiful. So
excellent.
People buy them for
yeah,
they buy them for wedding, like if somebody's getting married, she draws the couple's usually an engagement picture or something. If you have a new baby, wonderful gift to give your mothers and grandmothers pictures of their new child, birthday presents. They make, I mean, all year long, these drawings are great to have, but Christmas is coming, and it's a definite gift that keeps on giving, and it also is something no one else will have.
Right, right. Now, that's excellent, because that makes them one-of-a-kind drawings.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, yes. But we're just trying to help to make the season bright, so. But everybody, check out our Granny's Christmas Closet, and we will definitely keep posting and updating on that and more information. We just started within the last couple of days, so we're just getting it up and going. It was an idea that we had tossed around and decided to go ahead and do.
Well, I really appreciate that you came on the show again today, and I think that your charity is wonderful. I'm glad that we're able to be a part of it, and wish you the best of luck of that, and we can't wait to see those drawings. And again, that was Jennifer McDermott, and
right.
We're talking about the Granny's Christmas Closet, and you
right.
can find them online at www.granny'schristmascloset.com. And click on the picture that takes you right over to their Facebook page. And the Facebook page is also called Granny's Christmas Closet. Good stuff coming out of Moorfield over there. We thank you very much again for being on the show and for your efforts.
Well, Jason, we appreciate that you're getting us out there for people to hear. And you've been a wonderful service for us. So thank you so much. I love your
show,
welcome. By the way.
Thank you very much.
So play
excellent.
Some good music
glad
tonight.
To
I'll be listening. Okay. Thank you.
All
good night,
right.
everybody.
Well, stick around or keep tuned in, because we have Matt Parrish's Faded Folded Flags coming up next. Well, thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so coming up next, right after this, is going to be Selena Mann, and she comes on the show to help us talk about an issue that's facing many Americans and veterans, and that is the budget cuts for the military and the veterans who seem to be getting shafted by our government. So I really appreciate her being on the show. We're going to get with her next, right after this.
All across the country, in houses everywhere, you'll find them on the mantel. They've been placed up there with care. Tokens of the ones we've lost, both young as well as old. Each one is remembered, and each one's story told. At the nursing home on the fireplace, there's maybe four or five faded folded flags put up there by soldiers' wives. And every morning when they wake, they just look at them and smile. But sometimes late at night, they'll sit there for a while. They remember those faded, folded flags that adorned the mantle of so many in the country and the city, sea to sea. They remind us all of what we've lost, what we've won, and what it cost to be free. Yeah, those faded, flags are there for you and me. A mother came up to her son. She could tell that he'd been crying. He said, "Mama, where's my daddy? I haven't seen him for a while." She said, "Son, don't remember about the talk we had the one where I was crying, the one that made us both so sad. And some remember that brand new folded flag, the one the nice young man in uniform gave to you the day your dad went to the Lord. It reminds us now of what we've lost, what we've won, and what it cost to be free. Son, that brand new folded flag, it's there for you and me. Yeah, that brand new folded flag, it's there for you and me. Yeah, those faded folded flags are there for you.
It's that time of year again when the winter months are upon us, and with that comes colds and flus, and we have just the answer for you to keep you above weather. Dr. Arthur Fierro of Harrisonburg, Virginia, who is a nationally accredited nutritionalist and chiropractor. He's the inventor of the dietary supplement BioDefense. BioDefense will help you overcome a lot of common illnesses, which can be greatly affected by simple changes in your nutritional behavior, but with Dr. Fierro's BioDefense dietary supplement, this compound will help you battle those things such as the cold and the flu, as well as a range of other illnesses. Dr. Fierro's BioDefense can be purchased on his website at www.drarthurfierro.com. That's DrArthurFierro.com, or by calling his office here in Harrisonburg at 540-434-2495.
Freedom isn't free. It's paid for the blood, sweat, and tears and sacrifices of our armed forces. And what happens when they come home? We're supposed to take care of them, but it seems like here lately, under the administration of President Obama, that job is falling short. And with us today to address this issue is Selena Mann of Harrison. Well, I think she's a Broadway, if I'm not mistaken, in here in Virginia. And she's going to lend us some of her opinions and thoughts on the matter. Selena, are you with us?
Sure am.
How you doing today?
I'm doing just fine, honey. And I'm from Harrisonburg.
Oh, you are from Harrisonburg. Okay, my apologies. Let me correct that. Okay, so
I left the Timbermill area.
Oh, you did? Okay. Well, I was in the right ballpark. At least we're in the right, I think it's the right county.
In the right county.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Well, some things that seem to be bothering us, some of us here, American citizens, is how our president has been treating our veterans from the armed forces. You may have heard about this in the news, that he has cut military spending. He has terminated 500 Army majors from service, cut veterans' benefits and retirement funds. What is your take on that?
Well, my grandfather just recently passed, and he was a Korea veteran. And he served from the time he was 17. I say barely even old enough to really vote, and he was fighting our country all 4 years of Korea. So he came home and then applied for his veterans benefits, and he did not get those till he was in his 60s. So how come our men who sit there and risk bullets, paralyzation, and a cold and a horrible war had to work 35 to 50 years of their life away? I think that just makes no sense to me. We sit here and we throw welfare checks to every person that crosses a border, and I don't mean to sound rude, but it's true. And then we sit there and we also give it to women who are being so negligent in protecting themselves and have children just back to back to back just for that money that our men fall hard for. So how come they don't get first in line? That just makes no sense to me.
Really? Well, you raise a valid point there. One of the things that I think that's a little strange is that athletes are being paid more than those young men and women that go over there and fight for our country and face death at every turn. And they come back and they're suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, dealing with injuries sustained over there. You know, you would expect someone who goes out and puts their entire life on the line for this country to, when they come back, they would be taken care of. It's almost like when the Vietnam veterans returned to the States after the war and they were completely ridiculed and just berated for their part in the war. And these are people that didn't have a choice to go over there. We have the servicemen and women choosing to sacrifice themselves to go over there. And you're going to tell me that when they come back, we are going to see them with the highest suicide rates, the highest homeless rates? That's not right. Now, first of all, I want to thank your grandfather for his time spent in the service. What branch was he in, do you recall?
He was a U.S. Army tank sergeant.
Okay. So he was definitely in the middle of it. Now,
oh yeah,
when
he was one of those men, he open hatched one of his tanks to save a young boy in the middle of open fire, and he was the only one who survived in his tank because of that.
Oh. Now, did he sustain any injuries or anything during his time in the war?
Yes, and his left forearm became paralyzed due to a gunshot wound.
Wow. Wow. Now, members of my family were in the military too. My grandfather, step grandfather Robert Duckett, he was a Jeep driver in the Korean War as well, and he was also in the Army. And now I don't believe he was injured in the line of duty, but we were lucky. There's so
many others
that come back.
You don't have to be physically injured to get to be physically. You don't have to have a physical injury to be injured from war. Like there is mental impairness, where insomnia is terrible, PTSD. There's people that never really adjust. All their life, all they knew from then on is war. So everything's a battle. That war never ends.
Absolutely.
To them, ever. So I don't understand where these men fight arm and limb, and then they come home and they don't have a place to put their head at night. That's what really hurts is, our military has been cut down, like you said, 500 majors and so many other rankings that have been cut down dramatically. And then we're going to sit here and pick battles with Russia and Israel. When we're cutting down our military manpower and then we expect to go against countries that have higher than us as it begins, just expect to win this one out of the clear blue.
I don't know. I mean, here's another thing. There, at one point, they had cut the food spending to where the service personnel were only getting two meals a day, and then they were even talking about cutting that back. So we have them over here,
so
ill-equipped,
sit there
undermanned. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Exactly. We're going to sit there and cut down their meals, which is your fuel to sit there and keep going. Yet we sit here and we give our people who've given murderers, child rapists, three hot meals a day, a warm place to sleep, phone calls every night to whomever they want to, yet our servicemen who give them that freedom to do so don't have that.
And that's
that just
sad,
seems unworldly
reality
to me.
Yeah, and
I
agree.
We send our men away from their families, their children, wives, mothers, sisters, brothers, everything they know and care about. And then we treat them as if, well, less than a murderer. And then when they come home, it gets no better. Because if, for God reason, you get hurt out there, your benefits aren't as good as you would. I've seen men who are in the service currently wishing they'd die in the field. That way their wife and their children are forever taken care of. That should never have crossed a soldier's mind, ever.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. Now,
they should not have to come home to nothing, have nothing to show for it. More than a badge or two. That badge or two is not going to make up for what they've seen.
Well, lucky for them, and unfortunately, this shouldn't have to fall on the shoulders of other people. It should be taken care of by the government. But luckily for our veterans, we have third-party charities popping up left and right, like the Wounded Warrior Project, that are stepping up and picking up where our government keeps dropping the ball. So, I mean, I'm glad we have that in place, and I think that something needs to be done about the way we're treating our military, and that's something that everybody should pay attention to in the upcoming presidential elections, is pay attention to see where your favorite candidate stands on taking care of our military. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Selena Mann on the CIMC Music Show.
ComStar Computers is a proud sponsor of the CIMC Music Show, and this week they are offering a special sale on tablets, Android tablets 7 inches starting out at just $50, and they also have iRulu smartwatches that start out at $40. So go to www.comstarcomputers.com and click on the online store link on their webpage, and you'll be taken to their inventory where you can see all the different types of tech gadgets they have for sale, ranging from tablets and smartphones to smartwatches and storage devices and even computer accessories. So check them out at www.comstarcomputers.com.
And if you're just joining us, tuning in, we are talking with Selena Mann of Harrisonburg, Virginia, and the topic of discussion is about the military budget cuts and the way we're treating the veterans when they return from active duty, especially overseas. The next subject matter along this line that I'd love to get Selena's opinion on is we are at war right now with the terrorist organization ISIS, and it seems that other countries are moving forward with combating that threat, where America seems to be starting to take a back seat. Russian forces have been engaged in ISIS with record progress, while President Obama is ordering our aircraft carrier out of the area and leaving leaving other countries to be fighting this threat that we initially took on. What is your take on that?
Personally, I've always thought ISIS was just a big hoax. Like, every time something bad is about to go through with Congress or something like that, something pops up. Like, when they need to slip something under Congress real quick, they made something pop up, like Ebola. That never happened. And
right.
It's proven that that was all an act. So how come now, when our other big countries are stepping in to help, we're backing out? Is it because we have too much dirt in it and we don't want our hands exposed? Or is it something actually there and we know that we are now not able to do so? But I feel as the American people, a government for the people, we should know, is it because you're hiding something, or is this something we honestly can't battle?
So you're raising a very good point there. Now, it has been said that ISIS is United States funded and trained. Some of the photos and videos released by ISIS do show them wearing government-issue boots that are, you know, American soldier boots there. We see them using tactics that are taught and trained by our military. So it's not a very far stretch that ISIS may, in fact, be a hoax or be a product of black ops for the United States. And you ask the question, well, when all these other big countries are moving in, why are we moving out? It could be, and the answer might also be found if you look at it this way. We have been fighting ISIS for well over a year now and making zero progress, harvesting all this money to go into this campaign, but we have zero progress. And then Russia comes in and engages them, and within 72 hours they're pushing them back and out of control populated areas. So it seems to me that we have to take into consideration, our president is a Muslim, and by his religion's definition, he's he's not allowed to go after jihadists and extremists of the Muslim religion, because then he's in violation of his own religion. Let's keep in mind, jihad is a religious war, and that's very important to the Muslims. So the question, again, begs to be asked, like you said, is it a product of the United States? I, for one, am inclined to believe that it possibly is, or if it's not a product of the states, it's probably something that we have funded or have a hand in the creation of.
Exactly. And then you did bring up to where our president is Muslim, and those are Muslim extremists. Wasn't there a big clause of separation between religion and state? If he can't do
Absolutely.
His job because of religion, if he cannot do a job because of his religion, he doesn't need to be in it.
That's very, very good. I agree 100%. I couldn't have said it any better. And you
like,
know, here's the problem that we're having. He's claiming to be both Christian upbrought as well as being a Muslim. Now, the Muslims are claiming he's Christian. The Christians are claiming he's Muslim. And the man is not staying true to any one religion, but it seems like his priorities are still a little in disarray. And it's clear that he's a supporter of the Muslims and, more importantly, those who would seek to do us harm, so the extremists. I mean, is that what you see?
Yes, and I would like to clarify, there is Muslims that I've met are completely beautiful people inside and out. So it's not just the religious group that's doing this to us. It's the people that take that and twist it all the way around and like to make it look all of them are bad, which is not true at all. But,
no.
Yes,
and in fact, I'm one of those who believes that World Trade Towers, the attack on 9/11, was perpetrated on behalf of the United States government, and the blame was put onto the Muslim people in general to help spread that fear and that hate and to push for the Patriot Act, which, again, if anyone's been paying attention, the Patriot Act gave the government the ability to spy on everybody in America without just cause. So, yeah, I agree
exactly.
with you.
Exactly. And bringing up Twin Towers, if you actually looked at it, there was a lot of people that were high-end in the company that were told not to be there that day. If that
Absolutely.
Happened the way it was supposed to, that building would have fell to the side. It wouldn't have went straight down. That's an explosive reaction.
Oh, yeah, we could talk
reaction.
For hours on that.
That was
yeah,
an explosive reaction.
Yeah, we could definitely talk for a long time on that.
Exactly,
yep.
But we shouldn't. But that's a whole other topic, a whole other night, which I would happily do with you. But
okay, well, I'm going to take you up on that offer. We're definitely going to do an episode about the World Trade Towers and the attack on 9/11, because that's a big issue for me. That's a pet peeve for me. I have a lot to say about that, so I would be delighted
exactly.
to have you back on the show for that.
Oh, that'd be great.
All right, well,
but
I really appreciate you calling in. Did you have any final thoughts?
Well, there was one small point that I also wanted to raise.
Okay.
Everybody knows what's going on with veterans. Everybody knows how sad and pathetic it is. But how many people want to sit there and look at the widows of veterans? What happens to them afterwards? Have you even thought about it?
You know, I haven't. And that's sad to say, but you're absolutely right. Sometimes it takes somebody to wake us up, shake us a little bit, but you're right. That's a very good point. What happens to the families and the widows of these fallen servicemen? Or the ones that haven't even perished, the ones that come home, you know, injured?
Well, this is from personal experience when I'm witnessing folding in front of me even till today. My grandmother had been married with my grandfather for 61 years. That's a long time. And now that he's gone, the VA Association, who was supposed to take care of our men, has stopped all of her funding. The widow's pension has stopped it completely. All the money that they had saved, any portion of it that had came from his benefits, they took from her. She went to having almost $500,000 saved up in the bank, to where now she's sitting here counting pennies to if she can buy the gallon of milk tomorrow.
Yeah,
our servicemen fight and sacrifice too, but so do their spouses here in America. Even
kind of
before
makes
and
you
after
wonder
service.
Why they joined the armed. Kind of makes you wonder why they joined the armed forces when they can go run a football down 100 yards and get paid millions and millions of dollars. You know, it makes no sense to me. Something's really wrong when we have people playing a game get paid more than people putting their lives on the line.
Exactly. You're more worried about Robert Griffin injure his ankle again? Okay, honey, this is football. You're not a ballerina. You're going to get hurt. But
mm-hmm.
how many, we get so upset of when a TV actor dies or a singer or if your favorite NFL player gets hurt. Do we get to hear about, hey, Sergeant Johnson got shot in service today? You don't see that coming across the news. You see Casey Anthony
Absolutely.
Killing her daughter. You see O.J. Simpson killing his wife. You don't see, hey, this man did so much for our country. We respect him. Why? Because it's dirty. It's not pretty. They can't make money out of social media with it. So they're going to sweep it under the rug. Without those servicemen that you're serving under the rug, we wouldn't have the freedom to broad live cast football. We wouldn't have right to a free trial, a free and fair trial with Casey Anthony, which, in my opinion, she shouldn't even have one. Just it's a lot cheaper to put a 22 in her head.
Yeah, here we are worried about Caitlyn Jenner instead of, you know, what's going on with these people that are losing their lives. So, yeah, very good point.
Losing lives,
well,
limbs.
Running... Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we are running out of time, so I want to thank you again for coming on the show. I am definitely going to extend an invite when we do that World Trade Towers episode, and I'm going to schedule that for real soon. Love to have you back on the show. Selena, thank you so much for coming out.
And maybe
and
next time I'll
bit.
Come to your studio instead of a phone.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go. We could definitely do that.
That way we
All
can
right.
have someone else call in and share an opinion.
Absolutely. And if any of the listeners want to continue the conversation with Selena, drop some comments on our page. There's going to be a comment section where this episode is going to be at, and you can find the episode by going to tobtr.com/s/799-4645. That's the short link. Or you can just go to blogtalkradio.com/CIMC and click on the link for Budget Cuts, Granny's Christmas Closet, and Biodefense. Thank you once again to Selena Mann for being on the show, and we will be right back after this.
See you, Jason.
Well, it looks like that song didn't want to play. I'm going to have to pick another one out. So I apologize about that. Let me go ahead and throw one down here that we had on the other evening. This is Pink Floyd's Lost for Words.
Thank you. yourself to caution. It's not gonna help at all, because there'll be no safety in numbers when the right one walks out of the door.
Are back talking a little bit here about the fence cuts. We were talking about the Granny's Christmas Closet, and now we are going to turn it over and talk a little bit about Dr. Fiero's Biodefense. Let me tell you first how you can order it. You can call at 1-877-421-2495. And you can order it there, or you can go ahead and go to his website at drarthurfiero.com and order it there. It's also at in Harrisonburg at Gates Health Nutrition, I believe it's called. And then there's also Sue's, which is also another health store, so you can get it there. Now, what Dr. Fiero's Biodefense is it's a dietary supplement. It has many other benefits, and real quick before my show runs out, I had seen him over the weekend about a back issue, but while I was there, I was talking to him about this, looks like a spider bite or a pimple on my neck, and he gave me Biodefense, and it cleared it right up overnight. So definitely check that out, Dr. Biodefense. Again, 540-434-2495.